Good morning, I'm Mike Perkins. Three men and a woman are still missing after a fire and two explosions at a wood processing factory in Cheshire. Specialist search teams from Cheshire Fire and Rescue Service are looking for them. The four-storey building in Borsley near Macclesfield collapsed yesterday, and those in charge at the site have described it as a scene of devastation. Four people are being treated in hospital. David Rutley is the MP for Macclesfield and has visited the area. He says people living there have been profoundly affected.
Borsley is a very vibrant and strong community. This really hurts. It's been a real shock to the people locally, and the wood treatment company has been an important employer here for many, many years. So we need to make sure that we pull together for the community.
Formula One driver Jules Bianchi has died from injuries sustained during a Grand Prix in Japan last October. The Frenchman, who was 25, had been in a coma since the crash. His death is the first in the sport since Ayrton Senna lost his life in 1994. Our Formula One correspondent, James Allen, says it's a sad reminder of the risk drivers face when they go out on the track to compete.
All motorsport, MotoGP, Speedway, off-road stuff, everybody walks that fine line all the time. It's part of what makes the sport the sport. You know, it's in motorsport, there's always a risk. And all the drivers obviously are coming out on social media today being very strong in their messages of affection for Jules and his family. But it is that thing that always underlines motorsport. It's always possible.
The family of a young teenager shot and killed in Liverpool say he was taken from them too young, too soon. They also say 18-year-old Vincent Waddington wasn't part of a gang and played a huge part in his local community. He lost his life in an attack in Garston on Tuesday. A picture has emerged of the Queen appearing to give a Nazi salute whilst at the Balmoral estate when she was a child. The image has been taken from footage dating back to the 1930s. In it, the then Princess Elizabeth and her mother can be seen raising their arms. Buckingham Palace says it is disappointing that a film shot eight decades ago is being exploited. Tributes have continued to be paid to a great-grandfather who was stabbed to death in an apparent road rage attack. 79-year-old Don Locke died near Findon in West Sussex on Thursday evening. A 34-year-old has been taken into custody for questioning. Wildflower corridors planted on top of former terrace houses in Liverpool will open to the public today. It's part of Everton Park's success in securing its Grow Wild England flagship status, having won a national competition organised by Kew Gardens. Ken Rogers, who's a local historian, explains more about why the area is so appealing.
They were looking for a wildflower site that was really unusual. And it struck me that we had the most unusual potential wildflower site in the country, and that was Everton Park, because under the park, of course, is all of the famous streets that were demolished in the 1960s.
Sport, and despite reports linking him with a £20 million move to Chelsea, Everton's John Stone says he's happy playing his football on Merseyside. The 21-year-old defender claims he's focused on becoming a regular in the first team at Goodison Park. And England's cricketers are a long way behind in the second Ashes Test match at Lord's. They will start day three, 85 for four in their first innings, having seen the Australians score 566 for eight declared in theirs. England bowler Stuart Broad thinks his team have still got batsmen who are capable of competing in the game.
We've still got a chance to bat big. I mean, we've still got 16 wickets to play within this test match, and it's a wicket where if someone gets in, as the Australians shown, and plays with discipline, sticks to their own game plans, could be very tricky to remove someone.
The weather, a bright sunny start but turning wet later this afternoon, highs of 20 degrees Celsius.